Over 3 million registered nurses practice in the U.S. Of those, only 7% are Hispanic. Hispanics make up 17% of the population of the U.S. This disparity has highlighted the need to recruit nurses of color into nursing schools. A five-year, $1.5 million National Institutes of Health grant is making it possible to reach out through media resources to teachers and students in high school and college. Angie Miyan is a registered nurse in Los Angeles County. She serves as nursing director at Children's Medical Services. Miyan is a board member with the National Association of Hispanic Nurses, NAHN, which is taking the lead in the outreach efforts.
One of our main things that we do is try to recruit and retain Hispanics into the field of nursing and help them grow professionally, mentor them, provide scholarships for them. And in addition to that, we provide education to our communities, because through the interviews that I've done with the youth, Hispanic youth, what I've been finding out is that many parents of Hispanic youth still don't realize that a registered nurse is a career, a well-paid career. As the communities, Hispanics continue to grow, I think I understand we're about 17%. We still don't represent.
Why do you think that is?
One of the reasons is because our youth are not educated on that there's additional careers out there to prepare yourself early in school, you know, starting in middle school, high school. We're trying to educate them to make sure that they're taking science and math. And they struggle with that because they didn't, you know, take from, you know, the regular algebra, so forth, all the different levels of math. Sometimes we find that their English skills they're not confident in those areas as well. You know, maybe they're not, their writing skills. We need to prepare them better. And when we speak to the youth, what they're telling us is that nobody's guiding them. Maybe nobody in their family have attended college in the past. Maybe they're the first ones that are going to college. They feel lost. They say that when they start, for example, nursing school, they say everybody around them gets it. And it's almost like they feel like maybe they miss something, that maybe the other students, the white students, the Asian students, somehow they got the information that they never received. So they always feel like they're trying to catch up. So what we did with this grant, in addition to putting out a campaign and interviewing Hispanic youth that are currently in nursing school to ask them, what are the barriers that you're facing in nursing school? How did you solve them? You know, so tell other youth that hopefully we can entice to get interested in the field of nursing. We're also developed a mentor database. So once we get these youth interested, we're pairing them up with a non-member who is already a registered nurse, or it could be somebody who just recently graduated, because they can help this youth and they guide them. What are the prerequisites? What are the classes you need? This is how I did it. Yes, you're going to face this, you know, and so forth and so on. So we just started the database. So we have our mentors ready to go. We're always invited to attend like career day and so forth in our communities, wherever we live. So out of this, I developed a PowerPoint presentation on why be a nurse, so that all of the members were all saying the same thing to the youth. This is how you start. This is the prerequisites you need. And if you're interested, we're going to now connect you with the mentor so that they can help you along the way.
Do you find that sometimes in the Hispanic community there might be some of those old standing cultural barriers?
Yes.
You know, that
the reason we want to get to the parents is because we want them to support the youth, because they don't understand. They say that so much studying that they might as well be a doctor then, you know, because they're always with their books. And the other thing is that, for example, in Mexico, when you're a nurse in Mexico, you're not a well-paid, it's not a well-paid profession. It's seen as somebody who's, you know, picking up bedpans and maybe giving bed baths.
And here, that's not what a registered nurse is. A registered nurse is somebody who actually does head-to-toe assessments, and they're the ones that give the medication, take the orders from the doctors, and they're at the bedside 24/7. They know about the patient. They know when something's going right, when it's going wrong. And that's why it's so much studying, so much education. And that's where we're trying to educate the parents. It's, you know, registered nurse is a career. As a registered nurse, you can support yourself. You could afford to buy a house. You could afford to buy a car. It's that well paid, especially if they continue their education and not stop just at a registered nurse. We have a bachelor's level. We have a master's degree. And then the terminal degree is your doctorate or your PhD.
So you obviously are a nurse and you are a Latina. Tell us your story. I mean, did you feel a sense of isolation when you first started studying?
Yes. I went to school a long time ago in 1986, and I actually was working for LA County, and LA County had a LA County Diploma School of Nursing. So I used to work, and in the evenings, I used to go take my prerequisites at the community college, and it took me 3 years. Then I got into nursing school. It was a 2-year for a diploma. You don't get a degree. You can count us how many Hispanics were there. Very, very few. But I feel that I have been very lucky to have good teachers that cared about me, that took their time. And like I said, we kind of stuck together. I still didn't know about non. And another 3 years, I got my bachelor's. I went back another 3 years and got my master's. And just most recently in 2015, I completed the doctorate degree. But yeah, you're by yourself. You depend a lot on the friends that you make there, and you, because they're the ones that understand you. They understand what we're doing in class. And nobody tells you it's okay. You just need tutoring. You may need a little bit more help on this. Maybe you need to repeat the class so you get it, so you can continue. Because if you don't get the foundation, the basic math and the sciences, you're not going to be able to complete the program, because you need to take those foundations with you in order to continue with your courses.
And going back to the idea of mentorship, I know that how important it is to have that role model to look up to. And as much as we'd like to think of ourselves as a colorblind society, there's really nothing like being able to see somebody who looks and sounds like you to make you think, I can do that too.
Right. And we don't have a lot of Hispanic teachers. I mean, faculty. I think it's growing. There's a push, but we're not there yet. You know, we at NON try to recruit and keep the students that we're interviewing, you know, to kind of keep them there so they can help us reach out to the next generation of youth that are coming. Because the other thing that I'm sure you know, Hispanics are very young. You know, the average age is about 26. So I'm always telling everybody, you know, reach out to those youth, especially if they're out there maybe practicing as a certified nursing attendant, which, you know, that pays, what, $8, $10? No. You know, come back to school. And if that's the type of work you want to do, become a registered nurse. Don't settle for $8, $10 an hour, especially if you love what you're doing.